Now, government officials are warning that the country faces a shortfall of 14,000 refugees by the end of March as the number of Ukrainians arriving here continues to increase. The concerns were raised in briefing documents for the Department of Integration and published by the Irish Times today. Eugene Quinn is director of the Jesuit Refugee Services Group, and he's in our Limerick studio this lunchtime. A very good afternoon to Eugene Quinn, and thank you for talking to us today. What did you make of what you read in that? This was a briefing document for the incoming minister who'll be responsible, Joe O'Brien, prepared by his officials. What did you make of what you read?
Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. But just to, first look back and acknowledge the number of people that have arrived this year, 71,000 people from Ukraine and 14,000 people from other countries. So this is an extraordinary generous response, we have to acknowledge, of the Irish people and the Irish government in every city, in every county, in every community, to people fleeing persecution and conflict. But I suppose the system has been under extraordinary pressures, and we've highlighted those people ending up in tents on floors, and the system has continued throughout the year, and a lot of concerns have been raised. I welcome the fact that we're looking forward and seeing numbers, because I think a lot of us have called that there's been a need to get ahead, to understand the scale of the need and to try and respond to it accordingly. Just look at look at the numbers show that in the first quarter, we expect about 15,000 people to arrive from Ukraine and almost 5,000 to arrive from other countries fleeing persecution. That's 20,000. And if there's a shortfall of 14,000, that's a huge concern. And I suppose there was two comments that I, just in looking at the documents, that I think are really worth picking up. One is that the advisors are saying the present model of accommodation is not sustainable, and then also that cross-cutting government efforts have to be accelerated.
Yeah, I mean, the present model being the use, for example, of hotels, which may well, their owners may well want to pivot, I think is the phrase that the document uses, back to the tourism sector as we get closer into the spring and summer.
Yeah, so yeah. I suppose that has been a long term, that effectively putting people in hotels is a short-term emergency response, and we really need a two-part response, and that's what the numbers are saying. There's an immediate emergency response in terms of when people arrive, that they need a roof over their heads, but also we need a longer term approach that take people out of the system and allow them to live longer term in housing. And this is taking place in the context of a national housing crisis as well, which has to be acknowledged, which makes it extraordinarily challenging.
Yeah. What about the warning in the document of an inability to engage with communities appropriately and in time, such as the pressure to find accommodation, that process, if you like, of explanation and consultation isn't happening, it seems, in a way that these officials would like to see it happening?
Yeah, well, look, we have 11,500 people homeless. We have 62,000 people with unmet social housing need, in addition to the 70,000 people who have already arrived from Ukraine and 18,000 people in direct provision. And all those people are seeking state accommodation. So I suppose information like this is really important to be in the public domain so that we can discuss the challenges and try and find a way forward, and that communities can understand the need. But also, I suppose what they need to see is a long-term approach where they see housing that meets their own needs in communities, as well as in parallel to groups that are arriving from overseas as well, and that would be seen to be fair and just.
So what's the solution then to this, Eugene Quinn? Modular housing, repurposing existing buildings. Where do you see an answer to this?
I think in the short term we need housing supply is the answer, and I suppose that's the question that everybody's been struggling to try to respond to. Where do we find supply? I suppose we need in the short term, I think we need, given the size of the numbers, we probably should be looking at even prefabricated houses on state land to provide that immediate maybe 6 to 12 month accommodation for people, and then looking at modular housing and all of the others, and I suppose an acceleration of that process, a purchasing of properties. We're investing a huge amount of money in hotels for which we'll have no additional social housing stock at the end. It seems to me that the state part of it might be acquiring that stock and increasing that very rapidly.
Right. Very good. Eugene Quinn, Director of the Jesuit Refugee Services Group, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.